time to get up, get out of bed. Fill your cup and get ahead with WKGN. 1-3-4-0.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Fan Run Radio.
To the end zone and caught for the touchdown, McCoy. Milton to Brew McCoy. Milton gonna take a shot wide open and just strutting in is Keaton. Joe Milton does it again.
Best formation football there is. And that feeling for Josh Heupel. The Tennessee Volunteers are the champions of the Capital One Orange Bowl. And Joe Milton has got to feel great.
Rick Barnes, Bill Self shake hands. Tennessee, they're your champs. The Bad Boy Mowers battle for Atlantis goes to the Volunteers. And they were the bad boys from the jump in this one.
That's an interesting question.
Wow. This is a moonshot. Wake up, squirrels. You got a visitor. Into the trees.
You called down the thunder. Well, now you got it.
You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me. You hear? Hell's coming with me.
They don't dance, well, that no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. We can dance. Oh, we can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hats to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to, if we don't, nobody will. And you can act real rude and totally removed, and I can act like an imbecile. Say, we can dance, everything's out of control. We can dance, they're doing it from pole to pole.
Welcome into the Fan Run Studios of Fox Sports Knoxville. It's Optimism Tuesday on 3 and Out.
Check, check, check.
You sound great, Kress. How you feeling?
Everything sounds a bit low.
Oh, come on.
Not me, everything.
Everything?
Just a touch low.
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Everything sounds a bit low.
Maybe
is that better?
It's your headset that's
no,
low.
No, it's turned up way higher than it was yesterday. Like, you sound low, he sounds low. The music, I can barely hear it. It's already gone.
Sad.
Well, you were fussing at me, so I just turned the music off
I could figure out
what's going on
fussing.
Back here on the board.
I was not fussing. I was just saying.
Complaining.
Which is worse.
No, I was just speaking truth. It sounds a bit low. Maybe it's allergies. Maybe my ears are getting stuffed up. So here we are,
Optimism Tuesday. How you doing? How you feeling?
D Day, decision day for the NCAA. Oh yay! I can't wait for their decision today. Will they screw us again? Probably. Hattiesburg, A.
We're road warriors now. I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. Okay.
Penn fell apart yesterday. Sitting in the catbird seat in the winner's bracket, had to lose twice and went out and did it. Where was that?
Well, they only played once yesterday, though, right?
That was Auburn.
Yeah. Auburn. They were in Auburn. Yeah, no, Penn lost the day before and they lost again yesterday.
Yeah.
Couldn't finish it off. So now
Great.
Southern Miss is Tennessee's next opponent. And the NCAA said, you know what? We don't really think about these things until they're set. We don't really compare host sites until we know who it's going to be.
Ugh.
Really drives up the bidding war. So each university, each athletic department is going to submit a bid showing why they should be the host of this super regional. Doesn't this just set up the NCAA for accusations of corruption or actual corruption? I mean, if they're having to pay money as part of this bid, or even just, leverage all the resources and put all that into a package of, here's all the stuff we're going to do for NCAA. Please come here. I mean, wouldn't some envelopes under the table, kind of FIFA style, to certain committee members, and that, grease the wheels, so to speak.
Dang it.
What?
Well, this is just a big scammeroo.
I mean, they're the way better seed, according to the bracket. But how much?
But we're higher in the RPI. We have a higher strength of schedule.
Yeah, we
perform better in the regional.
What I don't understand, though, is, like, how much does each thing weight? Like, no one says that. Is it literally, like, what's going to be a better venue? I mean, shouldn't the team that's better, like, shouldn't that count? Like, typically, when we're talking home field advantage, like, the better seeded team gets it. But are they going to – they went by the RPI way too much when they made the bracket in most scenarios, but not in this one. So it just doesn't make any sense.
We also don't know what the committee – I mean – why do we assume they said Southern Miss was the better 2 seed?
Because Auburn's the 13 and Clemson was the 4. So we're like over 10 spots different.
Yeah. I mean, but do they do it
but
that way?
But it's very regional. It is regional. Yeah. So, like, if Southern Miss was in California and we were here, like, it'd be really hard to know. I mean, I would assume – we're kind of making an assumption there. We don't know if 100%.
Right.
It's just a broken system. What else is new? College athletics. In the current RPI, according to D1 Baseball, Southern Miss is 16th. Tennessee is 18th. Yesterday, Tennessee was ahead of Southern Miss. Today, they're behind Southern Miss.
We won all of our games.
Yeah, but we didn't play yesterday. Southern Miss played and won.
And they played Penn, dude. Big RPI boost.
Penn was like 140.
Yeah, they were terrible. They were almost the worst teams in there.
I don't know.
It was a scam.
There were other games also. I don't know.
Auburn was.
Or maybe D1 Baseball hadn't updated their RPI since since before the tournament started. Maybe it's weekly. But again, if we were ahead of them in the RPI before the bracket came out, like, to me, that's the way they would have done it in
NCAA.com has Southern Miss at 17 and us in 12. And that was updated from us being 20 and them 21.
Now we're talking.
It said Southern Miss moved up 5 spots in the last 7 days. Tennessee moved up 2 spots. But if you're on NCAA.com, I mean, I'd go with that. So we're 12.
Yeah, because they're so quick to update everything.
Oh, that's true. Can't even.
Here are the committee members that will be making the decision today. The decision to be announced apparently around 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock. So we'll get to
go right off the air.
Hash it out and then hand it over to others.
The first member, John Cohen of Mississippi State University. He is the athletic director.
We'll get his vote.
I don't know. It is the state of Mississippi.
Oh.
He could be, let's help out the little guy. Might have some friends over there at Southern Miss. Want to make sure that they secure the vote. Probably getting those sweet cherry pies my wife makes. I need this road deal. Open the pie. There's the envelope full of cash. Shawshank Redemption.
Mm.
Next up, Kirby Hockett.
Kirby, all right.
From Texas Tech University. He is their athletic director. Next, Matthew Hoag. Or Hoagie. I'm going to go with Hoag, but Hoagie sounds funny. He is the athletic director at Coastal Carolina. Coastal Carolina.
Okay. Did he hire Jamie Chadwell? Maybe he's got a soft spot for Tennessee.
Could be.
Eastern Tennessee. Maybe. They feel like Chadwell got a raw deal during the last coaching search, and he hates us. Who knows?
Exactly.
Maybe he doesn't care.
Next up, athletic director, United States Air Force Academy, Nathan Pine.
I feel like these are a lot of small school dudes that could kind of go against us.
Yep. Oh, don't worry. Next up is Scott Weatherby, athletic director at Eastern Michigan University, another big school to help out the big program like Tennessee. All right, next up, Mark Harlan, University of Utah, athletic director.
Sounds like a fair guy.
Okay. Next up, athletic director Mike Buddy of the United States Military Academy.
Two military dudes, huh?
Yep.
All right.
Next up is Jay Artigues. Artigues? I'm going to go with Artigues. I don't know.
Okay.
Athletic director, Southeastern Louisiana University. Kind of in that region.
No, we're screwed.
Oh, and by the way, his son plays for Southern Miss.
Oh, right.
Yep.
That's great news.
Yep. Next up, Sherrard Klinkscales, athletic director, Indiana State University. He's probably thinking, well, we just lost our super because we couldn't host it.
I'll be
damned if Southern Miss is going
to
lose theirs because they're not the big school. And finally, William Bill P. McGillis, AD, San Diego, former AD of Southern Mississippi.
You got to be kidding me.
It's an outrage! So I'm so sorry. Optimism Tuesday has turned into Realistic Tuesday as far as the super. Now, it's okay. Because as Nate said, this team has transformed their image from road woes to road warriors. Warrior struggling to remain.
Found a 6-page document on some NCAA org dot, you know, Amazon server here. So, because you guys were talking about the, you know, the bid, like what is in the bid? That's kind of it says to begin the process of submitting a bid, you will need to locate the specific divisional sport and round in the championships available for bidding section and click on start bid.
Well, certainly we put in our bid before the tournament, yeah. Right? But can we adjust the bid? Can we sweeten the pot anymore?
The first section here says proposed budget. I don't think you literally say, "Hey, we're just going to send $250,000 straight to the NCAA." And then here's our hotel list. Like, it's not like that. It's more veiled, but it's kind of the same idea. An online proposed budget must be completed for each round of competition you wish to host. If interested in submitting a bid for Super Regionals, a separate bid should be submitted for both a 2-day Super Regional and a 3-day Super Regional. For those institutions submitting bids for multiple rounds, a copy function is available via the budget system tab and will allow you to copy the budget for another round. The appropriate round and date of competition must be indicated on each budget. Please be sure to include projected ticket sales in the receipts section. It's like TWSLA. We're going to take 85% of your money after expenses.
I'm telling you, dude. Like, it's
actually before expenses.
It's all about money.
And if you don't have 15% to cover your expenses, you just paid us to host.
And Danny White would probably do it. And he should. They'll sell enough gear. It'll be fun.
Please carefully review Section 4 on pages 9 through 14 of the 2022-2023 Division I Baseball Pre-Championship Manual prior to submitting a proposed budget, and make note of the following for all preliminary round games. All lodging and expenses for official site representatives must be included in your budget. Officials' fees, per diem, and travel expenses do not need to be included, nor do per diem and travel expenses for site representatives. The NCAA will pay those expenses directly. Facility profile. An online facility profile must be completed and or maintained as necessary by each institution interested in hosting preliminary round competition. Information regarding video board, LED board, and or ribbon board should be entered via the board/control room.
They
got to
make sure they can get their commercials thrown up there.
Of the applicable venue profile.
We have a good video board at the at Lindsey Nelson, so that's a check plus. We don't have any ribbons, though. Damn it, Danny!
Key.
We told you to get on this stadium, Dan! We told you to hurry up, Dan!
Key contacts. The key contacts for your institution should be entered and or maintained as necessary within your profile. Please enter the information for the key personnel associated with running a championship at your site. When starting a bid, you will be prompted to enter new key personnel or edit or confirm your existing key personnel. It goes on for there about some of that stuff. Then there's lodging. The host institution agency shall negotiate a courtesy hold for the participating institution student athletes. The selected hotel properties shall be within no more than 30 miles of the competition site and be priced at a fair and reasonable market room rate. The selection of a competition site may be dependent on availability and quality of rooms for participating institutions / student athletes. A letter of intent template is provided by the NCAA for the host to use to confirm the hold with the hotel.
We definitely have the advantage in hotels.
A minimum of 25 double-double rooms should be reserved by the host institution for the visiting team or teams for all regional and super-regional games. Yada, yada. See this manual for... Safety and security plan and safety and security key contacts. There's a whole section about that. Got to have a safety and
security
plan.
That's all just
plan,
filed
Chris.
Away. We've got that stuff. That's just, we have that. It's like, yeah, here's our
there's
people.
An advisory group that's developed the best practices for NCAA, all this stuff. Next section, alcoholic beverages.
Check. Oh, no, wait. Do they allow it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I drank a beer out there.
You have to send in all your stuff that shows your eligibility to sell beer and wine at the given venue.
We are eligible. We are eligible.
Now, get this. If a school is deemed eligible and is interested in selling beer and wine, it will be required to complete one of the agreement options that must be signed and uploaded into the bid portal. Please thoroughly review the championship's alcohol sales policy before determining and completing the appropriate agreement. They get some cut. You have to pick which option of the way that they get their piece of the alcohol.
Probably.
Yeah. Who's drinking more?
Ooh.
I feel like that would be about equal.
Yeah. Yeah. But ours costs more money.
It does?
Things are more expensive. Yeah, probably. I'm guessing.
Okay. There's a liability insurance section. Regional starting times form. For regional sites, the prospective host institution should note their preferred starting times and day one game order. We heard about that on the Clemson-Tennessee broadcast. You could pick when you wanted to play and stuff. It even talks about TV here. So when you send in like a bid to host like the regional, you get to say when you want your preferred stuff. Same thing, I guess, with Super. It says all regional sites we broadcast on ESPN platform, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPNU, ESPN3, Longhorn Network, ACC Network, or the SEC Network. Super regional starting times form. All super regional sites will be broadcast on an ESPN platform.
Mm.
Prospective host shall submit their preferred starting times for all potential super regional games. Host institution preferred starting times will be taken into consideration. However, host should note that the finalized super regional game times shall ultimately be determined by the NCAA and ESPN. I'm surprised they even put that in there. They're at least acknowledging that television determines this stuff. Please just use this form. Yada, yada. All right. Photos of television announce position and camera location. That's a whole section. You got to show them how you're going to, you know, broadcast. Professional lighting survey of playing field. You have to have enough lights. Power verification document. Got to have power. Seating diagram and facility photos. Got to show off the stadium. Video review questionnaire.
Easy. We got all the stuff you need.
Video review cabling requirements. Video review dugout location. Bat testing.
We definitely want to test our own bats.
No, we want to test their bats.
No, we want to test our own. Wink, wink.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yep, this one passed.
Then there's additional host information and resources. There's a host operations manual, a media coordinator's manual, a drug testing section. Drug testing may occur at any round of the championship, and the assistance of the host institution will be a vital part of the testing. You will be notified in advance if the round you are hosting has been selected for drug testing. Please review the site coordinator manual and note that drug-free sport will provide materials to assist in the program. Weather detection equipment.
Americans, we got Morristown. I mean, it's like the number one Doppler in the world.
Americans with Disabilities Act. Regional bracket. Statement of inclusion. NCAA bylaw 31. These are all separate sections. And then they have some contact information if you have questions. So there you go. That was a preliminary bid checklist. I feel like we'd be strong in this department, right? Except we're always late to turn in our paperwork.
No, we are
the worst.
No, we've
every football season we got some wide receiver or somebody.
No,
it even happened to baseball. Maui Ahuna. That wasn't a paperwork deal, but
no, that was NCAA.
That was
a tampering deal.
But we're terrible with, you know, getting guys eligible and all that stuff. I don't know, though. Maybe that was more of a Phil Fulmer and previous AD problem.
They got our info faxed over this morning. Don't you worry.
We're still faxing. What if not only
that
do they
fax machine's just in some closet in the basement, the paper's just piled up, they don't go down there and read it.
What if not only did they announce Southern Miss today, but we get hammered with our allegation letter findings and stuff?
I probably won't be here tomorrow.
The NCAA's like, hey, you know what? It'll be a good day to just put all the disappointment on Tennessee fans. Just knock it all out at once. Rip that Band-Aid off. Or maybe it's the opposite. Congratulations, Tennessee. You're hosting the Super this weekend. By the way, you just lost 10 more scholarships.
You're being very negative on Optimism Tuesday.
It's a good point. I feel like we have a lot of advantages here, and it seems like they are taking into account way more stuff.
I don't
than
feel like it should be close.
The seed.
I feel like we should host. I mean, you should be arguing what can they offer? What can they offer that's can beat us? They can't beat a schedule. They can't beat us.
Bigger
RPI.
Stadium.
I mean, that's it.
And they were higher seed. Apparently,
we think.
Yeah. Well, they definitely were the way they made the bracket. We just don't know if they even that even matters.
It is an electric atmosphere out there in Hattiesburg for
what
big time
you?
Baseball games.
Easy. Just, Brett said what? So he's just answering the question.
I said it yesterday. Like it's pretty good.
It's a better environment than Tennessee.
They're like hanging over the wall.
You
in
know,
the outfield.
If we
like
had done our stadium renovations,
that's why
already.
I just screamed about it for 20 seconds. Dan, we told you.
He's got a district to plan.
I hear one more word about that damn district.
A deck wasn't enough. He wants more.
When was the last time they've had this issue?
Every year. I don't know. But I don't.
I mean, Southern Miss was a seed last year when they faced Ole Miss, so I was wondering if that was the case. Because they hosted them for a super.
I don't think.
I mean, all the sites are set except for ours this year. Except they're just figuring out time for them.
No, it's a good question. We'll look it up during the break. We'll see what the bracket was last year. We'll try and find some comparable decisions made in the last few years on these things. We'll also open up the Big Arms Philly phone lines, 865-546-8200, if you want to join the program right here on 3 and Out.
Crazy, everybody seems so crazy.
Welcome back to Three and Out.
Come on, pick me up. Push Bucky's through.
That would have been big.
Last year, it was all seeded teams. 2 years ago, there was this weird situation, I think, where Old Dominion was a seed but couldn't host.
Yeah, I don't know how that worked.
Those teams were playing in Columbia, South Carolina, and then it says the Super was in Columbia, which makes no sense. Maybe those other teams didn't put in for hosting.
That's the one we're thinking of from last year. There was one team that won the right to host, but their stadium wasn't big enough, so they couldn't submit a bid.
But why wouldn't Virginia host that Super last year?
This is 2021.
This is 2021. Yeah.
I don't remember.
Last year
it was easy. I mean, it was all seeded, higher seeds hosted.
Well, we have someone on the line that might give us some insight. Might have a little sourced information. We got Ryan on the horn. What's up, Ryan? You're on Three and Out. Ryan, you there? Oh, no, he put us on mute.
Hickman, what did you do?
Hickman?
I didn't do anything.
We can tell.
It sounds like the phone line's on.
No, it's on, and we're ready.
Ryan, are we muted? Have you muted yourself?
He's already, explained the whole thing once.
He's
probably
going through it.
He's talking right now.
All right, we'll try Ryan again. Call back.
I have a nugget.
Yeah?
Apparently, the weather in Hattiesburg this weekend looks terrible. And the weather in Knoxville looks great. And the NCAA does put that into their decision-making process when it is close.
All right. Virginia and Dallas Baptist absolutely played at a neutral field in 2021.
Interesting.
I don't remember why that would have happened. There's highlights. There's no one there.
Friday, here, high of 81, 3% chance of rain. That's not bad. Saturday, 85, mostly sunny, 4% chance of rain. Sunday, 84, 51% chance of rain, but in the evening. So it's a Sunday game. We could get the game in early, pew, if we even need it.
Well, couldn't you start on Saturday, too?
It was freaking COVID.
Oh.
Due to COVID-19 precautions, the NCAA only approved 20 hosting sites for the entire tournament.
That adds up.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, the weather's not that bad in Hattiesburg, really. Except Saturday. PM showers Saturday.
You going to go, Chris?
To Hattiesburg, Mississippi?
Yeah.
I'm not going to have to.
There's this gallery named after you.
What?
The Kress Gallery.
I have a gallery?
Yeah.
What do they have? Art?
Art, yeah. I feel like you got to go.
You think I can get in free? Just be like, hey, see the name?
Yes. I write your check every month.
I have a gallery. How about that?
Yeah.
Who
would have thunk it?
Did you know that?
I did not know you had a gallery.
Did you know it was in Hattiesburg?
That would have been pretty far down my list of guesses if you had a gallery. Hattiesburg, Mississippi. What is that near? I need to look at a map.
Hattiesburg?
Yeah.
That's a great question.
You could show me a map of Mississippi and be like, where is...
They got an airport?
Get close.
Actually,
I don't think they have an airport.
Where is Hattiesburg? And I probably would just throw a dart at the southern half, only because it's southern
right into
Mississippi.
McGee Tyson.
No, someone was talking about that. You have to fly into... Do you have to fly into Mobile?
Surely.
And then it's like an hour bus ride or something?
Yeah, Hattiesburg is in it's on an interstate.
They have an interstate.
That's about the best I got here. So it's kind of like the bottom of a triangle between Jackson and Meridian, if you've ever driven through that going to New Orleans.
My mom goes to Meridian all the time.
So if you take 59 down Meridian, I guess you go right past it going to New Orleans. I didn't realize that. It's a little north of it's north of where Mobile is, obviously way west.
They've got a Walmart Super Center They've got Topher's Burgers and Biscuits, which is a very interesting combo. Does the burger come?
Automobile.
They have a Microtel for their hotel. Also a Courtyard by Marriott and a Hotel Indigo.
There's not even an interstate from Mobile to Hattiesburg. It's
we
just
got
highway,
Ryan back.
It's just Highway 98. I guess you could drive. You could fly to Jackson, maybe, but it's about the same distance. Hell, flying into New Orleans is probably better. You just take it I-10 to 59, you're there.
Yeah, I mean, a little further than Mobile, but it might actually be faster since you're on 59 and not
some highway going through the DeSoto National Forest.
Some bayou trail.
Lord. What are we even doing? Come to Knoxville.
Yeah,
all right. Let's see what Ryan's got for us. What's up, Ryan? You're on 3 and Out.
Fellas, what's going on?
Morning, buddy.
Hey, I got some bad news on this optimism Tuesday. No. I got my best friend is over ticket sales at Southern Miss, and he said they've already got the word that they're hosting.
The big orange screw!
Ryan, your accent sounds like you're maybe from an area near the bayou. I don't know if I should.
I'm from Mobile, but I'm a huge Tennessee fan.
All right.
Me and this buddy, we went to high school together, and he's over ticket sales there now. So it's actually good for me because I'll actually be able to make it. I wouldn't be able to make the trip to Knoxville, but I hate it still.
Yep.
Well, Ryan, if you go, represent and show out, okay?
Ryan, you got to pull them through for us, buddy.
We need you.
Ain't no doubt. I'll do my best.
All right,
buddy. Give us a bunch of tickets.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Just get your buddy to
get your buddy to ship them all up here.
Ain't no doubt. I'll put the word in for him. I'll see what I can do.
Attaboy.
Thanks for the call.
Appreciate it, Ryan. Thanks. I said it to you guys this morning before the show.
They already got the word, though.
We're going to announce it at 10.
Well, you know that's exactly what's happened. I mean, you got to give the host school time to prep and get everything ready. So, I mean, let's be real. The NCAA knew exactly who was hosting even before the Penn series was wrapped up, because either it was Tennessee, and they probably knew the second that Southern Miss beat Penn. In the
they were
going to
take it away from us, yeah. Yeah, that's what's interesting, because when Tennessee won and you were waiting on that, like, I don't know why they wouldn't have just announced it immediately. You had a whole day to say, all right, it's going to be Tennessee if, and then, like, it's that simple. I mean, we all kind of said that. Like, if Southern Miss wins, they're going to have a really good shot. If Penn wins, it'll be Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know why the NCAA is doing the old, we're going to get together and not sleep all night, and we're going to hammer out this decision, and we should have it ready by 10 o'clock tomorrow.
With Indiana State getting screwed out of a super host site,
they didn't get screwed out of it. Well, they said no.
Yeah,
I thought they didn't have enough seats.
No, they
have a Special Olympics.
How do you just not check and see when this stuff's planned?
They've always had the Special Olympics. I buy the hotel room thing, but saying they don't have enough volunteers, I thought was kind of a cop out. I mean, I'm not saying they should slight the Special Olympics event they already have, but do whatever you have to do.
Is it hosted at the stadium?
I don't think
so.
No,
it's just
in town.
Yeah, it's in town.
How many people can that possibly bring in? Like, is it like a state thing or a national
thing?
Well,
what I'm saying is just
I think it's a national.
What I'm saying is just bring in more people to help with the baseball series. Like, the Special Olympics machine amount of people, all that stuff is already set. So it's figure out how to get extra people there. Yeah, figure out how to get extra people there to help with the baseball
first pitch,
game.
You know, like, you can make it work, surely.
I mean, it's a chance for your athletic department to be in a national stage that they're never on, and you're like, no, we can't make
and how
it
many,
work.
Who are they playing? They're playing TCU. How many people from TCU would you have to accommodate?
Not a lot.
Well, it's only the – that's the thing. It's not even a regional.
It's not even a regional. It's just one team.
You need 25 double-double rooms. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Or throw them in a dorm like Kentucky did.
Yeah, Kentucky.
School's out.
Yeah. Kentucky had a festival of what? How many people were at that?
40,000. That was it.
No, it was more than that.
Well, yeah, what Hitman say? How many people
that's
were
that's how many
they
looked
initially.
Call
70,
it
80.
Yeah,
yeah,
okay.
Well, but that's the thing. Like, the hotels, it doesn't matter now. Like, the precedent's been set. Like,
yeah, use a dorm.
Yeah, it's all like, oh, it's all about hotel accommodations and then what you can provide for the student athlete. And then Kentucky's like, we don't have anything. They're like, oh, it doesn't matter. You're still getting the host.
And like, no one's going to criticize Indiana State the same way they criticize the University of Kentucky.
Correct. That's a great point. No, it's lazy. I mean, somebody at Indiana State didn't plan, didn't think that it'd ever be a thing, and doesn't want to, you know, rally the people and get it done. I mean, you have a chance to play. This would be like FAU being like, yep, we know we're in the Final Four, but because we weren't prepared for it, we're going to start down 15-0 to the other team because we can't make it work. We don't have the money or the people or whatever.
They've not been in the spot like this this since Larry Bird.
I know.
And they're just going to
Go on the road.
Crazy. I mean, imagine the scene there. People sitting out on the headstones in the graveyard in right field watching the game, standing up, trying to get a better view.
That was really weird. Did you see that?
No.
They have a graveyard out in right field.
It's the outfield fence. Uh-huh. And then, like, when they show the outfield, it's just a huge cemetery.
Really?
Yeah.
Kind of up on the hill? Yeah, cemeteries on the hill usually.
It's just kind of there.
It's kind of flat. It is Indiana.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Not many hills.
It's weird. It was... I've never seen anything like it.
Okay.
I mean, I know we got the body farm, but that's like across the river at least.
In 2018, Washington was a 3 seed and Cal State Fullerton was a 3 seed and Fullerton hosted. That's not really good. Because you'd think they'd go with more of the big boy.
I think
you know?
So.
Thing, but.
I don't know. The NCAA is always so weird. So maybe this is their, oh, yeah, we do reward the little guys. Mm-hmm. And let's be honest, they still hate us for last year and for this year.
It's true. Very, very true. All right, final segment, hour one next. Final segment, hour number one. 3 and Out right here on FanDuel Radio. Back to the Big Orange Philly phone lines we go. We got Matt up next. What's up, Matt? You're on 3 and Out.
What's going on, guys?
Yo.
Just planning
looking
our trip
the,
to Hattiesburg.
Yeah. I was checking out the visitor's website for Hattiesburg, like the top 6 things to do in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. And number one on the list is to visit downtown Hattiesburg, Mississippi.
you know you're going to a banger spot when it's like, just come downtown.
Just downtown, guys.
We swear.
Number two was, I mean, it's a pretty short list. I think I know top five on there was to take a stroll of the Southern Miss campus. That's one of the top 5 things to do.
Take a stroll of the campus.
A stroll.
I mean, God, what in the hell, guys? Look, come to Knoxville. Look at you can do 5 million things, man. You can go to the opening of Bucky's. You got Smoky Mountain, like 10 miles from the stadium. You can go to the Pigeon Forge and Dollywood, and I mean, good Lord, you can go to Kodak.
Yeah,
hey, there's a lot.
There's
going
a king.
On.
He'll show you around.
What's it? The Ancient Lore Village? Then go stay over there.
Ancient. Oh my God, guys, tell me that wouldn't sell it right there in 2 seconds.
If that's
do they know about Hobbitown?
Did we put that on?
Do they know about the Shire?
It's right next to Walmart.
Somebody get Ryan. Somebody get Ryan back on the horn, man. Get this guy. He's got to make some phone calls.
All that's
like
got nothing
down in Miss
on Pep's Point Water Park, which looks it looks like the slide is emptying into a pool of just mud water.
It's like right on a lake.
Hey, you know, in all seriousness, taking that phone call from Ryan into consideration. You guys think that's serious?
No.
You think it's a done deal?
It wouldn't surprise me, honestly. Just based on what I heard yesterday, that like the NCAA is not interested in like helping Tennessee out in this scenario because of the stuff with Tony earlier in the season.
If you think they're up at this hour debating it right now, you're crazy.
No, they've already...
They're not.
They didn't really have anything to much to debate.
That list of clowns you just mentioned earlier, there's no way they're debating anything.
No.
That's the most Homer Southern Miss group of voters I think I've ever heard in my life. How come there's no big colleges on that list?
Good question. We got Utah, baseball juggernaut.
Mm-hmm. Well, you guys don't think they're taking economy into this situation at all? I mean, because obviously more people are going to come watch the game in Tennessee, I think, or it's going to bring more money into the city. We'll travel better. I think Knoxvillians and Tennessee fans will travel better, you know.
Yeah, doesn't that make the case for Southern Miss? Yeah.
Well, it's actually interesting. So one of the arguments Southern Miss fans were making were, but look, we had 6,000, however many it was, like right at 6,000 fans last year. Like, yeah, but that was also Ole Miss versus Southern Miss.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's all in Mississippi. So it's – I don't know. I mean, I assume they would pack the place for themselves, but I don't know if it would be 6,000.
I think it would be because Tennessee will bring it up.
I do.
Too.
I don't disagree
with
that.
Yeah, they'll pack it out. And both these coaches are pretty, you know, I could see this being a pretty heated little rivalry with both these coaches. I don't know if they like each other or not, but they both seem they're both not lost for words. Let's put it that way.
And their coach is retiring, right? Did
yeah,
I read
I don't
that?
Think he cares what he says.
Correct.
At this
it's
point.
His last year. But so, that's our like little thing we do, though. We retire coaches in the super regionals.
That's true. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'd like to send him out on a retirement trip. I don't know. I just think it's weird how how do they not have a rule for this, and you're just kind of tossing it up in the air, and, you know, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Is it automatic if it's a 2 versus a 3 that the 2 gets it, as long as they submitted a bid to host?
I don't know.
Or can they look at the 2's bid, but your bid sucks, we're going to the 3
yeah.
seed?
Yeah, you would think so. It's just
or
all the money.
What if Oregon and Oral Roberts were the same seed? I mean, they're not going to think twice about sending Eugene, right?
That's true. Well, if they're following the money, too, I mean, how much money has the University of Tennessee brought in for college baseball over the last 2 years? I mean, we brought more eyes to the sport.
I was going to say, including eyeballs, it'd be a ton.
Yeah. Why don't you throw us a bone, man? Put that thing up here.
Because they didn't like the way we did it. It's because they're so old and curmudgeon-y. They're so stupid. They're like, Dave Van Horn and Tim Corbin don't like these guys. And it's like, oh, yeah, but our numbers have never been bigger. Yeah, but look at that fur coat. Such babies.
It is babies. That'll change 3 or 4 years from now. That stuff will be brought back out. It's got to be.
Hopefully.
Yep.
Dave Van Horn. Well, yeah, what are Dave Van Horn and Tim Corbin doing this weekend, huh?
They're probably putting in their vote for
they're
Southern Miss. They snuck their way on the committee.
They're conspiring against us for sure.
That's a good point.
Punks. Just sitting back on the phones. Hey, don't reward
working
those guys. They're mean to me.
Mm-hmm. Can Southern Miss put on a block party like Danny?
No.
What? I mean, people that can't even get in the game will be outside the game.
Mm-hmm. No, they do that at Southern Miss, too. I got to give Southern Miss some credit. Like, it stinks that we're up against them and that it's close and that they might actually get it, but they do have a pretty good environment. So,
there's 47,000 people that live in Hattiesburg. There's 192,000 live in Knoxville.
I mean, hell, it could be worse. We actually, because we, you know, took down Clemson – we played a harder team in the regional, so now we get an easier team in the super. I mean, you got LSU having to play, you know, in Kentucky going at it. They're better teams, right?
Yeah, because
Florida's got to play South Carolina.
You've been fine going to play Auburn.
Wake Forest, Alabama. I mean,
it is the highest regional seed hosts the super. Like, that's in the rule book.
Okay. So if it had been the 3 seed, if it had been obviously Penn was a 3, so
which is why we wanted them to win, because then it's a no-brainer. If they're equally seeded teams, the official tiebreaker is stated on the website of the NCAA, blah, 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 blah. The committee shall review the hosting proposals according to each site selection criteria to determine the host. If only one of the teams has submitted a proposal, that team shall host if the proposal is deemed acceptable. I bet. What if Southern Miss didn't post a proposal And they gave him all day yesterday and this morning to do it. And as long as it's there by 9, they're going
to
make sure.
I thought they had to submit already the initial.
I thought they did, too. I was kind of being facetious there, Nate. I mean, we said we play better with a chip on our shoulders. Does this make us feel a little slighted?
I mean, you got to use it, right? You just got to Kirby.
You have no choice.
Kirby
really.
Smart this thing.
Nobody believed. Hattiesburg. Oof.
Good question from Janeway. If you had a gallery, would it be all paintings of largemouth bass?
That'd be fun.
What about a painting of me and you together?
Like stepbrother style?
Yeah.
Yeah. That'd be cool. I'd let somebody paint that.
I'm Brennan.
Okay.
I was him for Halloween one year.
Okay.
Even got the little fake hair and everything, you know?
The fake hair?
Yeah.
Like the little curly?
Yeah, little wig.
Ten o'clock, huh?
Perfect timing.
Can't beat it with a stick.
Just go ahead and accept that we're not hosting, because that's the way to do it. You won't be upset in 2 hours.
Yeah, and then maybe, just maybe.
Think about how fast the day will fly by if you get it in your head that we're not hosting, and then we host. You'll be on cloud 9.
The day? It's 2 hours away, Hickman.
I know, but like, your day might suck if we don't host and you've not accepted the fact that we're probably not going to, but if you accept it and then it actually happens and we actually do get to host, your day's going to be great, and it's going to fly by, Chris.
It's just, this is why I hate the NCAA, though. They get to, it's the same thing with the selection committee for the college football play. Every year, depending on what they want, they get to say, well, we're going to look at this more. Like, what was the topic last year? Oh, it wasn't quality wins. It wasn't your record. It was quality losses. That's what we're looking at.
Yeah.
Quality losses. Bama had 2 quality losses. Tennessee only had 1 quality loss. We beat them head-to-head and had the same record and had more quality wins. Nope, but they had more quality losses than you. Sorry, Bama gets ranked ahead. It's so stupid.
How do you feel, though, from just like, you know, just a game standpoint about going on the road? Do you think we'd win that series on the road or what?
I don't know. I mean, Nate's got him going to Omaha, so I don't know what he thinks.
If you go on the road, you got to win game one or the series is over. I don't think you're going to win 2 in a row in that environment.
Why not? How'd it go last year with Ole Miss? They went 2?
Yeah, they won both. Okay. They won 2 in a row. Swept them.
I don't think this team's nearly as good as their team was last year. Because weren't they like a top
their
8?
Their ace got lit up yesterday. He only got through like an inning and a third or something.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's how they got behind?
Well,
he pitched a gym on Friday, I think.
Okay. He went 120 pitches and then...
threw him yesterday.
Yeah, what? 1 day rest?
Friday.
2 day
Monday,
rest?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Old Dave Van Hornet.
All right, they're 45-18. We'll run down the Southern Miss schedule. We'll get you kind of a prelim talk there. Stick with us as we kick off hour 2 next.